This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to your host, Tony Complex. Today we will be 855 Real Show. 85. What the heck is that? 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the only way we win. It's the only way we make things happen. Okay? I mean, truly, honestly. Now, it's if you want to handle it differently, you want to go out there and kind of guess and whatever, whatever, good luck to you. I mean that sincerely. Good luck to you. But you really need to get the information. You really need to know what you're talking about. You really need to be able to make sure that you got. Because I'll tell you what, it's this sounds terrible. It's not going to come off right. I don't really care. But it's like hitting them in the head with a baseball bat. The shock and awe of the whole. When you have those facts laid out, okay, and you've got it worked out in such a fashion to where they can't refute it. And they can't refute it. Most of the time they can't. And they can't refute it. They're done. Right? Come on. You can't. I can't. And prove it to them. Don't just use hardcore right-wing whacktoid websites. Or Facebook pages. Or outlets. Right? I mean, you seriously need to pay attention. Do what I do. I mean, if you're stuck on an issue, do what I do. Go get the information from, I don't know, three. Let's just say three sites. Go get your information from three different sites. And that's the way to make it work. Because now you're not taking everything from, I don't know, Fox News, Newsmax, whatever. You're actually getting it from several locations. I know, I'm beating a dead horse, but you see what I'm saying? And that way there, you're not just letting it out in front of them, slapping them in the head and saying, well, this is the truth, deal with it. You're going to lose every time. You're not gonna bring that person over. See, some of us get prideful and you make your point. You go, yeah, I did. No, it doesn't. So what? You made your point. You made yourself happy, but you didn't win anybody over. That's the issue. You want to win people over, and you win them over with the truth. All right. God, I got a boatload of these stories. I really want to get through. For real, as we say, as some people say, anyway. That's too long to play. God, I so much want to play some of these clips for you because they're so good. You know, what's it called? EV Magazine? EVIE Magazine? Again, somehow this story keeps surfacing. 50% of liberals, I'm sorry, let me do this right. Over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. So if you have sons that are under 30 or a little over 30, and they're dating themselves a white woman under 30 who has liberal tendencies, well, you need to think about it. You need to coach that boy. Seriously. Speaking of incoherent, crazy women, crazy persons, Harris said that she actually, you know what? I'm not going to do this. You're gonna hear this yourself. Harris has decided she's got good news for you. It's a lie, but she's got good news for you. Take a listen.
Every day, Joe Biden and I talk about and work together with our partners, like former leader Hoyer, current leader Hoyer, to lower the cost for the people of our nation, because you are a leader. For working families, we have reduced heating and electricity bills. So folks have more money in their pocket to buy things like school supplies, replace the dishwasher, or take a family vacation. Every day.
Because of the inflation and such, you have more money to actually buy food to put on your table. Although it's all a lie. We know it's all a lie. Where does she live? They've reduced heating and electricity bills? Is she for real? Does she honestly believe, does anybody believe that? Come on, tell me you don't. Please tell me you don't. Right? Just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we win. I find all this stuff so, I don't know, what's a good word for it? Amusing. Just totally amusing. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the... I mean, how do they sit there with a... How do you do that with a straight face? That's my biggest question. No, come on. Stay with me here. How do you do that with a straight face? You hear it all over the country. People are complaining about it everywhere. Pretty much everywhere. How the gas is more. Home heating has gone through the roof. Electricity has gone... Now, see, so many states, they use natural gas-fired power plants. It's just crazy. All right, Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, for your entertainment purposes, I always I can't stand it. And these people say, in case you missed it, I played the clip about Kamala Harris discussing how I just love this stuff. They have brought down the gas prices, your home heating prices. They have brought down your electricity prices. And that way there, you can afford now to go on vacation. Well, that's provided you still don't feed your kids, right? Because that's what you'd use. If you're deciding on how much gas to put in your tank, how much food to put on the table, that kind of stuff because of money, and you go ahead and save money because your electric bill went down, is that the first place you would put it in going on vacation? Really? Because if that's a yes, I got a question. I got a question, your mental capacity. For real. Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I very much appreciate the time you spend with us here on the air, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, actually. Right? Okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, we've talked a lot about transgenderism on the show. And, you know, I was on Vimeo for years. Some of you old-timers know that. I was on Vimeo. We were paid. We were paid a vendor, if you were not a vendor, but a paid customer. And we had thousands of videos up there. And this is part of, people have forgotten this, right? But this is part of what's hurt a lot of us in our careers. Because we started to focus on what was going on. We actually had never focused on what was going on online. So anyway, Vimeo decides, over a 24-hour period, somebody decided to start going through some of my old stuff. And they pulled my channel. And told me if I wanted to, I could pull down all those videos. Well, when you go looking at them, and you look at how long it takes to pull them down, I think we were looking at like 2,700 hours to get them all down. It was bad. So I've been talking about transgenderism and all the stuff going on with that. And how many kids now are detransitioning. Well, there was a documentary that was put together called the Affirmation Generation. And it would reveal the medical scandal of transgenderism and call them out on what they did. It showed you, called you out, the medical world anyway, is how much money they were making and why they were doing this. And we can't have that anywhere, can we? We can't have the information put out there where somebody could stop and think and use their own brains to move it through. That would be too much to ask for. No, instead, what we're supposed to defend and leave up there are these videos of these, you know, what was it, the two transgender females. So they're males, they now claim to be females, and the show is all about females. Two biological males telling you what it's like to be a female. Not there. I don't know how many drugs you have to take that makes sense. Or what kind of drugs, frankly. Right? Because they don't know what it's like to be a female, especially from day one. I always thought it was funny they gave, Bruce Jenner Woman of the Year Award when he hadn't even gone through the lower operation. Just amazing. All right. Pennsylvania high school teacher is getting tore up online for labeling kids sexual beings. And the school defended him. Right? This never stops. I can't even pronounce this guy's name. You think I should, right? Al Vernicchio. He's been backed by friends. After reports the English teacher included sexual photos and videos in his curriculum in order to desensitize children to images of genitalia. Now, think about something. He's an English teacher. Why would he do that? Wouldn't it have to do with sex education? What's he doing? Reports have stated that the lessons that tend to raise eyebrows outside the school, that's according to Vernicchio, are a medical research video. He shows of a woman pleasuring herself. Students are allowed to excuse themselves as they prefer not to watch. And a couple of dozen up-close photographs of both the male and female anatomy is a problem as well. Now, the photos, Vernicchio says, are intended to show his charges that the broad range of what's out there. Right, because kids don't know, number one, and the ones that do know, you know, it's a little early for that. He said it's really a process of desensitizing them what the real genitalia look like. So they'll be less freaked out by their own, and one day their partners. Well, first of all, they've already seen their own plenty of times. Okay? I am sure. And little kids tend to experiment a bit with themselves. So what are you actually doing for them? And even after parents, right, open their mouth. The school board has stated they will firmly stand behind their educator. Now, Bernicchio is a nationally renowned and highly respected educator. It is disappointing that his work at our school are being miscast so thoroughly. Right. So showing kids pictures of women. Oh, wow. All right. Women having orgasms. I don't get this. How does this, what does this fit in? You know, Tammy once asked me years ago, you ever think you'd be using these words on the radio? I never use these words in private, for God's sakes. So, no. So, anyhow, in a surface video of the teacher, Bonaccio states that every one single one of these kids is a sexual being. They have been since birth. And at every age and stage, we can offer them, you know, age-appropriate transformative sex ed or not. Oh, no, no, we're going to do a whole bunch of these crazy stories. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources estimates the number of animals killed by the train derailment in East Palestine is now above 44,000. The department estimates about 38,000 of those killed were minnows who died within a 5-mile span. A new survey says nearly half of us in the USA have less money in savings than we did just a year ago.
The survey from Bankrate finds 39% have less and about 10% have no savings compared to a year ago. Bankrate's annual poll of about 1,000 people across the USA, done last month, also says more than a third have more credit debt than savings, and nearly 70% fear they won't be able to cover the rent and other living expenses for more than a month. Bankrate blames the combination of high inflation and rising interest rates taking a double toll on us. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do very much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You know, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. So for now, hey, let's talk about your comfort. I mean, I forgot to do this. I need to get better at this, right? But here's the turn. Here's the upside to all of this. You're going to save some money. See, unlike Kamala Harris, I'm really going to save you some money that you can use for something else. So head over to MyPillow.com. Michael Lindell has been beating his brains out to make your money go further, to make you more comfortable, to allow guys like me to make money online. So MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. It's all good. Right? And I don't care whether you're ordering pillows, sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers, whatever it is. Right? And you'll save anywhere from 30. The screen goes blank now. You save anywhere from 30 to 70% if you use promo code Joe on any one of those. You know, if your loved one wasn't enthralled with what you got them on Valentine's Day, you still got time. Right? You still got time to make it better, make it right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're taking on all, listening to me, listening to the stories, getting involved in the conversation. Because we do, you know, again, we need your help. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, pillowcases, mattresses, I already went through the slippers, robes, all kinds of stuff there that you can make your honey happy with. All right? Really that simple. All right. Let's get back. I got too many stories I want to have fun with. No, listen, you're right. The White House does not care. And it's not even that they don't care. Right? When you talk about those people at the White House, when you talk about the Pete Buttigieg's of the world, they don't get it. They don't get you. they may talk about things like, you know, where you come from, and you know, they care about the little people. They don't. They can't. They can know once they get into government, they start making the big bucks, because you know that's what everybody goes to government for, to make as much money as humanly possible. Once they start making the big bucks, they quickly forget where they came from. They quickly forget you. Oh, Buttigieg, we were just speaking about him. Boy, they were being criticized big time today on their slow response. Does anybody know if it's East Palestine or East Palestine? I've heard it both ways, but whatever. So he arrived a day after President Trump. Now, Trump, God bless him. I mean, look, some people say, oh, it's all phony. It's just because you're, well, okay, at least he had the brains. He had the foresight to bring truckloads of bottled water and food. And yet the federal government couldn't be bothered. He went to McDonald's and said, look, if you're a police or fireman and you're here to help, get the food. It's on me. I mean, I don't see the government doing any of that. They're not helping with the first responders or anything. Now, they'll tell you it's because, they, you know, the money has been allocated. They haven't watched it. No, but we give $1 billion to Ukraine. We can blow all kinds of money everywhere. But not to help the first responders, right? One reporter said, the American public doesn't seem to be very confident in your ability to do your job. Will you be resigning anytime soon? That was Kaylin DeAlmeida from Frontline. She's a Frontline reporter. He said, I'm not here for politics. I love, by the way, did you guys catch that clip? Any of you see that clip? Oh, it was beautiful. He said, I'm here to make sure the community can get what they need. He said, at this time, I just want to speak to community leaders. But let me tell you what. This is hilarious. Listen to his words and listen to what he said. He said that this is not a political event. This is not for politics. Listen up.
Sorry, Pete.
Uh-huh.
I just have a quick question. The American public doesn't seem to be very confident in your ability to do your job. Will you be resigning anytime soon?
I'm not here for politics. I'm here to make sure the community can get what they need.
Will you apologize? Will you apologize for the response? For the slow response, taking your
probably
time?
Probably one of the big things. Let's go in here and get away from
these people. No apology?
You hear him? Let's get away from these people. What are these people? Usually that's a demeaning term, right? Can you imagine a Republican using that line? Yeah, he walked away.
Mayor T, why did it take you an entire 2.5 weeks to actually get here to respond to East Palestine? Will you apologize to the residents of this city?
Yeah, they can't be bothered. They're so above you. Right? I mean, really. All right, here's another reporter. Asking him again what he thinks about the train derailments and the initial response. Here we go.
What do you say to residents today? You're too little too late.
Well, I say that we're with residents right now.
Mr. Secretary.
We're going to be here before as we were in the first hours.
Why did it take you 3 weeks then?
Can I finish my answer to the first?
Well, we're saying it's too little too late because it took you 3 weeks to get.
All right. We'll be here like we were in the first hours. You weren't here in the first hours. You weren't thinking to be found. And nobody would answer as to whether you were going to show up or not.
Get here, and then you use the excuse there's 1,000 train derailments in the USA every single year. Is that okay to you as the department
Yeah, you know what? I will fault the reporter. Shut up. Let him answer. You can't ask three questions in a row and expect them to answer them. I would blow you off, too.
I can't tell what
Transportation
the question is,
secretary?
But I'm on my way to answer a lot
the
of
the question
questions
is, do you think that you've done
right
a good
now.
Job as the, you know, Secretary of the Department of Transportation?
Yes, I'm proud of what FRA and PHMSA have done here from day one, from the first minutes, or at least the first hours of this response. What I'm really proud of is the community that I saw here. You've got...
He's proud of their first... Now remember, I listen to these politicians. He didn't say the first hours after the incident. He didn't say the first hours after the accident. No. He's proud of their response after the first hours of their response. So even though they didn't respond for 5 days, he loves what they've done afterward.
federal agencies, you've got local first responders, you've got states, but most of all, you got a community that's been through a lot.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't ask you what you thought about the community. She asked you about you and your team.
That I think is pretty frustrated with people trying to take political advantage of this situation.
No, listen. This is great. Pay attention to his words.
And my focus is going to be to make sure that our freight rail system gets safer. And anybody who wants to take political advantage of this, I'm calling them to the table to find out whether they are for or against. Well, I would start by referring you to the whole plan that we put out the other day, and I'll be speaking more about this with
the report.
You can find them all online. Yeah, sure. Work with Congress to raise the fines, the caps on fines.
Right. We'll raise fines. That'll fix it. Yeah.
Our own work on things like focused inspections and the two-person crew rule.
Anybody know what a two-person Krugel is? I don't know what that is.
Thing that railroad companies don't have to wait on us to require them to do, which is getting better information to local
communities. Mr. Secretary, would you still
again,
be here?
I want to get to this.
President Trump wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, but the timing of my visit is based on trying to be here with the community, but also trying to not be in the way of NTSB. Maybe I got that timing right, maybe not. But the most important thing for me right now is...
Yeah, the problem was in the beginning when he was asked these questions... He had no intention of going. And none. See, we are a victim because we don't pay attention. Yeah, we are victims because we don't pay attention. Right? We make ourselves the victim, though.
Is that doesn't wind up allowing people to change the subject and block needed rail regulation. I'm on my way to the media availability.
Can you ask Biden why he was able...
So, you know, he's talking about needed, you know, legislation. Look at the legislation that he's referring to is the legislation that Trump blocked about having brakes on every piece of equipment and what have you. I don't know about the rail world. It's not what I grew up in, but here's the deal. As usual, what he poo-pooed, what Trump wouldn't get on board with, wouldn't have helped. Don't miss your host. Be back in a minute.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
When I press the right button, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen. I mean, seriously. Okay? I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I so much appreciate the time that you're paying attention. You're telling your friends and loved ones about it. And I mean that sincerely. All right, here we go. I know, I'm loving this stuff. So, Pete Buttercheeks, he went to Ohio, checked the place out. I don't know what he was doing there. I mean, he virtually brought no support whatsoever. Right? No real promises as to what they were going to do and not going to. The administration's here for you. In what way? You showed up. Right? And again, I'm not an expert in this area. So I don't pretend to be. But the more and more and more I read about this, the more and more I read about some of the problems with, you know, we've got track, sections of track that are 200 years old. We need it fixed. And I don't know if that's the railroad. Remember, the government has very, very tight control of the railroad. So I don't know how you fix this. Somebody's telling me now that the train passed through three alarms and didn't stop. Was somebody asleep at the wheel? I don't know. I mean, I'd like to be able to trust the NTSB to do their job and to let us know what happened. I don't know if that's going to work. Because if this administration is going to be held, you know, responsible for it, they may look for a different response. Anyhow. So Buttigieg has been with, I mean, it was a plastered by reporters there who had the guts to actually ask him questions. But what I really love about all this is when his press secretary stepped up. And she wouldn't answer any questions until they saw off the cameras. They're going, what are you doing there then? What are you there for? And, I mean, are they not allowed to video? Are they not allowed to record? Take a listen to what she had to say.
Mayor Kate, why did it take you an entire 2.5 weeks to actually get here to respond to East Palestine? Will you apologize to the residents of this city for,
he walked
for
away
the,
from
the slow response?
Well, his press secretary walked
away. Any apology?
I'm a press person. I can help you.
Sure,
I'm
sure. So can we ask why it took him almost 3 weeks to get here?
I'm sorry, I don't want to do this on camera.
What was his personal time off while there was a tragedy happening here?
And can we also ask, too, why it, you know, he waited until President Donald Trump came
here. Right. So listen, lady. Why don't you shut the camera off and keep the recorder going? If she then says, I don't want to be on recorder, then call her out, turn the camera back on, and speak to her to what she is at this point. They're going to say, well, you're picking on her because they're a woman. No, I'm picking on her because she or he or it or them is a press secretary. You're supposed to be answering these questions. You're supposed to have the answers. We're paying you money to do this. You're living off of our money.
Here to actually make an appearance. This is a very important.
And she's got a very smug, dismissive look on her face. Very smug, very dismissive. Right?
Important question that people across America would like to know.
I'm happy to have a conversation with you. I do not want to be on camera.
Please put your cameras away.
I'm sorry, we're on a public area, so we are allowed as press.
Yeah, you know, don't you love this? Only the
death.
Right? So here's the deal. She's the cameras are in a public area. This union guy comes up and says, please shut the cameras off. And she's asked not to be filmed. So what? She's a public employee. You're in a public area. You're allowed. There is no, the Supreme Court has come down on more than one occasion and said there is no right to privacy when you're in a public area. You cannot expect that you won't be filmed. But they can. Remember. Three sets of rules.
Cameras off.
You're not on my camera.
Well, I'm on a camera. I would like your camera to be off, and I'm happy to talk to you guys.
Well, if you are the press secretary of the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, don't you think you should be able to ask questions from the American public that
Absolutely.
You serve?
Absolutely. I would like to do it without the camera on.
Can I ask why?
I think that is a little bit aggressive. That's why.
Why is it aggressive?
Oh, it's aggressive to have a camera on now. Oh, you know, this administration is full of snowflakes. This administration is full of people who don't really care, or I should say, they're very soft, they're very squishy, and they don't care about the truth. Just answer the question. What are you afraid of? Whether the camera's on or not, what's afraid of?
Aggressive.
Really? That's a great question. What is aggressive about having a camera on?
The American people, I'm just asking why he has not been here until Donald Trump
came. She's asked three several times for them to turn the cameras off, and they will not do it.
She's been able to walk away. Would you like to go inside?
I do not. I will walk this way.
Can I ask what the secretary is going to...
I love this. So this thug of a guy went and got the cops. Thought he had it going on. She comes over, the police officer, and he says, they've asked her three times. She's asked them three times to shut off the camera, and they refuse to do it. She doesn't want to be filmed. And the cop says, she has a right. They have a right to film her. She can go inside. She can leave if she wants to. She can walk away. Isn't that perfect? Now, first of all, you're in an area that's I'm going to use their words. You're in a Trump area. The questions are being asked, why didn't you show up to help us? And they think that the cop, this group of people that want to defund the police, they think the cop is going to jump on their side. But the cop stayed with the Constitution and said, hey, they have a right to be here. They have a right to do this. You have a right to walk away.
I do with the picture of Jenny Kerr. He took her the other day when he had to shoot us in question on Washington, D.C.
I'm happy to answer your questions. I would like you guys to not have your cameras on.
I had my camera off a minute ago. If I turn it off,
you all have your cameras on. I can see them. You guys, I'm happy to have this conversation.
All right, y'all. So we are with the press secretary for Pete Buttigieg, and right now we are being told that we are not supposed to be filming. Again, we are here on behalf of the American public because we would like to have the conversation and we would like to ask the question as to why, again, it took almost 3 weeks for Pete Buttigieg to be here on the ground. He waited until Donald Trump came here to actually be here and speak to residents. The people here have been quite tight-knit about when we can ask questions. And again, we're here on behalf of the American public, and we wish...
No, and it's perfect. I'm glad she finished off with that, because that's so true. Okay? Pete wouldn't answer her questions. And... if you looked at her face, I'm, you know, again, we're radio here, so when you looked at the face of the press secretary, it was very smug. Okay? Kind of like that look where you have a half a smirk on your face. You're like, oh, you know, really? You really think I'm going to answer these? Good luck to you. It was one of those. So, again, you know, I look at this. I get the biggest kick out of it. Because they do it to themselves. And they're smarter than you. They're better than you. They're above you. Think about it. Okay, so for all you conspiracy theory people out there. No, I did this I did the story earlier. With the Arkansas police. They ruled suicide the death of a Clinton aide. But you guys realize... there are so many, and I know they're going to say he's a conspiracy theorist, whatever. Because they won't look at the actual truth and say, okay, you don't even have to say the Clintons did it. All right, let's go down that road. Let's just say I'm not blaming the Clinton family for this. How's that? Right? What I'm saying to you, though, somebody comes up to you and says, you know, I am thoroughly confused by this. And I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to think here. We found this guy hanging from a tree. He had an extension cord wrapped around his neck. And he had a shotgun blast to the middle of his chest. And I'm thinking suicide. What are you thinking? I mean, you'd have to roll around laughing. And if I was that guy's, you know, superior officer... I think, you know, I think you need to go back to crime school. As a matter of fact, this is Common Sense 101. There is no way, unless that shotgun is a sawed-off shotgun, okay, and it's down below his feet, because after shooting himself in the chest with it, although how he would find the strength to do that while he was hanging, you know, from an extension cord, is beyond me. Really. So how do you stop and say, oh, no, that's a... Now, the only common line with this person, right? The only thing going on here is he had proof against the Clintons. Or against old man Clinton, whatever you want to call him. I don't really care. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Would love to hear what you had to say. Right, but really, if you think of what's going on with these people, it's really different. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more craziness coming up after the break. You don't want to miss it, because I ain't holding nothing back. We'll be back in a few minutes.